Hey everyone, it's Uncle Odd here. I just had an encounter here in Sam's Club with a Karen who came up to me and said, "Where is your mask?" And I said, "Well, ma'am, I have a medical exemption. I can't wear a mask." And she goes, "Oh, those are all fake. What's your medical condition? Tell me." And I said, "Well, ma'am, I'm in a really good mood today, so I'm not going to ask for your contact information so that I can sue you civilly. But I do want to tell you that let's just make a deal right now. I'm going to breathe oxygen. You breathe CO2. I'm going to go shopping and you can go fuck yourself." And I turned around and walked away. And she's just like, "I'm going to tell the manager." So I can't wait. I'll have my phone handy now that if a manager does come up, I'll let you guys know. Hey, you odd family, you. How are you this weekend? So you just saw that I had a little encounter in Sam's Club. And I have to tell you, yesterday Governor DeSantis lifted the restrictions on, in essence, wearing a face mask. And he's allowed the restaurants to open wide up. So I was expecting today when I met some friends for breakfast, I was expecting that everyone would be delighted without their masks and the people working there wouldn't have a mask. Not so. Man, it made me think. People are so, under the spell right now that I don't know if they can break it. I mean, even if they came out and said, masks are absolutely bad for you, that's what's giving you the boogie virus, stop wearing your mask, it's child abuse, you need to breathe oxygen, not CO2. I don't know if people would take off their damn masks. They're trained like donkeys, but donkeys I don't think are easily trained. Untraining them would be like untraining donkeys. Maybe that's better. I don't know. But everybody's masked up in our friendly Sam's Club. Everyone. So I, of course, had the counter with Karen, and but it just made me think. I'm like, if you live in Florida and you're watching, you have zero excuse now to wear a mask anywhere. You know it's stupid. You know that it's based on lies. Please take off that damned mask. Encourage everyone you meet to take off their mask. You cannot get fined for it anymore, per Governor DeSantis' new executive order. Restaurants can open up, totally. So if you are a restaurant worker, take off your mask. And if they fire you, sue the shit out of them. They can't do that. They can't fire you for not wearing a mask because Governor DeSantis, his executive order, says you don't have to. So only until people start taking those measures is this mask shit going to go away. For those of you who still fear that there is a CV19 virus out there that can stalk you and haunt you through silent assassins, it does not exist. There is no boogie virus. It never did existed. It's all been based on a lie. Yes. Your government lies to you. Yes, there is a power structure greater than the President of the United States. Yes, it's all over the world. I don't know who ultimately is at the top of that pyramid, but I know that this has been an orchestrated takeover of the entire freaking world using this boogie virus as the enemy. It's the new enemy. Well, guess what, guys? It does not exist. Never did, and never will, because you can't catch a virus. You can't catch a virus.com. Visit it. Become educated. Okay? Now, for those of you who want to get out of hell free card with this exemption, go to fake11.com/mask. Download that editable file. Follow the instructions, and then live in peace. Peace that you will not be confronted, and if you are, you simply have to point to it and say, "I'm sorry, I have an exemption. I can't wear a mask.